From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he'll visit the U.S. Caribbean territories of Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands next week after both suffered from the effects of two major hurricanes, Irma and Maria.
Both have been devastated, and I mean absolutely devastated, by Hurricane Maria, and we're doing everything in our power to help the hard-hit people of both places.
Widespread communications outages, shortages of food, drinking water, and electricity persist a week after Puerto Rico took a direct hit from Maria. Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello Tuesday sought to deflect criticism about the U.S. response when asked if he believes Mr. Trump understands the serious situation the island faces.
I am confident that he does, and I fully expect his support on this effort. He has verbally made that clear to me personally. So, and again, I want to thank him for acting quickly on some of these things.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was damaged or destroyed by Maria. The federal government has increased emergency funding. Thousands of federal emergency workers are on the ground. Thousands of U.S. troops are being dispatched. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley urged feuding South Sudanese leaders to seize what she called this last chance to salvage the 2015 peace agreement to end nearly 4 years of conflict that's forced millions from their homes.
This is the last chance at salvaging the peace agreement in South Sudan. The different parties to the conflict must use the next several weeks to commit themselves to this process and to conclude it.
Addressing the Security Council Tuesday, Haley called the support of a regional revitalization process to bring the feuding sides together. The U.S. diplomat is scheduled to visit South Sudan next month. This is VOA News. Spanish police have been directed to take over voting booths in the northwest region of Catalonia, where local authorities insist the independence vote will go on as scheduled Sunday. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, visiting the White House Tuesday, has called the vote illegal. Carme Forcadell is president of the Catalonian Parliament.
The Spanish government wants to hide the referendum, to make it clandestine. They want to generate fear. But when posters are seized, the citizen print them at home and plaster the street with them.
Madrid said the referendum lacks an election commission, ballot boxes, ballot papers, a census, and election materials. President Trump, standing alongside Prime Minister Rajoy Tuesday, said Spain should remain united. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani Tuesday claimed victory in Monday's independence referendum, calling for a dialogue with Iraqi authorities. Speaking to the Kurdish people, he said, "You didn't allow anyone to break your will." He said, "We have entered a new stage. This will be a win for all Kurdistan." The vote is opposed by Baghdad, calling it unconstitutional, as well as neighboring countries in the U.S. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We expressed our deep concern about that and also our disappointment that they decided to go ahead and conduct that vote yesterday. We look at that as a unilateral referendum, and it was something that the coalition partners, the de-ISIS coalition, I don't think there was a single nation that supported that.
Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has threatened to ban all flights into and out of the Kurdish region if leaders there don't concede control of airports to federal authorities. Saudi King Salman Tuesday issued a royal decree allowing women driving privileges. It's to be implemented next June. Ali Shahabi is executive director of the Arabia Foundation in Washington.
It has tremendous practical implications, obviously, for women, for families, for the capacity of women to get more fully integrated into the labor force.
Saudi U.S. Ambassador Prince Khalid bin Salman called it historic and the right time for this change, given what he called the kingdom's open, young, and dynamic society. Fistfights broke out Tuesday in Uganda's parliament ahead of debate on a controversial move to extend President Yoweri Museveni's rule. The effort to remove the constitutional age limit of 75 has met resistance from the opposition and rights activists. It would allow the 73-year-old Mr. Museveni, in power for 3 decades, to stand for re-election in 2021. Ireland is planning to hold a referendum next year whether it should loosen further its strict abortion law. A complete ban was lifted in 2013. In economic news, President Trump and congressional Republicans are to unveil a plan Wednesday to reform the U.S. tax code, expected to include a reduction of the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.